Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, I was joking with Mad Kraft earlier on the show when he called in. Who would be the next head football coach fired? Especially if it came from the state of Florida, because I feel like there's a good chance it's coming from the state of Florida. Whether it's Billy Napier, whether it's Mike Norvell, or whether it's Mike McDaniel, I think the next big firing is coming from Florida.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Could. Let me. I'm thinking through this. Three coaches in Florida. Billy Napier, Mike Norvell, and who was the third?
Well, third was crossing the lines into the NFL and going Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, but you know what, man? That guy, that's a tough question. Did we answer that question?
We didn't answer that. He said he thought it was going to be Mike McDaniel.
Oh, God, that's a good question. Of the three, Mike McDaniel, man, that dude's leash has got to be short right now, doesn't it? Like, they're horrible.
Yeah, he's horrible behind the podium. The team is horrible.
He's lost all life.
We didn't play this audio during the audio blitz.
Oh, that's a good question.
There's audio of Tua being asked, like, what's going on when it comes to, you know, the team, the player-led meetings. And he said that, well, you know what, let's just hear from Tua real quick.
Yeah, well, I think it starts with the leadership in helping articulate that for the guys, and then what we're expecting out of the guys, right? We're expecting this. Are we getting that? Are we not getting that? We have guys showing up to player-only meetings late, guys not showing up to player-only meetings. Like, there's a lot that goes into that. Do we have to make this mandatory? Do we not have to make this mandatory? So it's a lot of things of that nature. That we got to get cleaned up, and it starts with the little things like that.
Man, if players feel like they don't have to show up to player-led meetings,
that's not a good piece of audio. And you know, he said it starts with leadership. To me, leadership's the coach, isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't the coach the leader? I mean, the buck stops with him.
GM, coach, quarterback. Those are your three leaders, right there. Yeah. Three different levels. Those are your leaders.
That's such a good question. I'm going to answer it. You asking if you just tuned in to Los Diesel asked, which of the three Florida coaches which will get fired first?
I think Norvell's still got a smidge of a rope.
I do too.
I mean, I think Billy Napier is just one blowout loss away from getting fired.
You do this. I'm going to pull up the Dolphins schedule. You pull up the Gators schedule. Do we see one of them get fired mid-season? I mean, so what would have to happen? The Miami Dolphins right now, Diesel, in 2025, we know they've been horrendous. They lost to the Colts, lost to the Patriots. My screen just went blank. They lost to the Bills, so that's 0-3. And then they have one win on the season, right? They have one win over the Jets. Yep. So they're 1-3. They lost to the Panthers, 1-4. Chargers 1-5. So they're 1-5. All right, here you go. After 1-5, This Sunday, they're at Cleveland, which, do you have any faith? That's a toss-up, right?
It's a toss-up, but they're on the road.
I know, and Cleveland's, like, they've got good defensive players.
Yeah.
By the way, the line on that game right now on the road is Cleveland Diesel -2.5. So then they play Atlanta, Baltimore, Buffalo, Washington, New Orleans, New York, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Tampa Bay, New England again. I could see them beating the Jets again. That's one. I could see them beating the Browns. I could see them beating the Bengals, and that's it. So three more wins. So I think they go 4-whatever. So let me ask that question to you to answer your question. At four wins, if Mike McDaniel finishes with four wins, isn't he gone?
Got to.
Yeah.
At that point, there's no institutional spark plug.
No.
In any way.
I think the only question then is if he goes on to only have four wins, do they wait till the end of the season, or is it mid-season? Is it Christmas?
I know that. Who was it in the NFL that just got fired today?
The Tennessee Titans coach today.
Titans coach.
Yeah.
And that's the only, as far as I know, right, that's the only head coach in the NFL that's been fired so far this year.
Yeah, Brian Callahan.
So Miami, obviously, to me, it'd be a much more attractive job. You're in Miami, beautiful place to be.
Yeah.
As opposed to being in Tennessee with no tradition, but you do have Cam Ward, you know, number one overall pick. Recently, you know how special of a player he could be. You want to be in Nashville? You want to be in Miami?
Diesel, I could see. Let me ask you this question real quick. I know we're going down this rabbit hole. Do you believe Billy Napier gets fired in the offseason?
In the offseason? Yeah, I do.
So then the question becomes who pulls the trigger first, the Dolphins or the Florida Gators,
the
right?
The Gators at the moment are 2-4. They're 1-2 in the SEC. This week, they got homecoming. Against, by the way, they're coming off a 34-17 road loss to Texas A&M.
Yeah, good
team.
They're
playing the 4-2 Mississippi State Bulldogs. Not a pushover game. I mean, could we see it happen? What if Florida gets spanked 17 points plus at home by Mississippi State? A team that they are improved.
Easily might get fired that night.
Right, they are improved. Yeah. However, people would say, they don't have the reputational capital that you can just lose to them and it's okay.
No, they don't.
Because then
in homecoming,
you're going into a bye week.
Oh, they'll definitely, yeah, that
fire
makes
them
sense.
Going into the bye week.
Yeah, I think so. Don't you?
Because after that, you're playing Jacksonville. You're playing in Jacksonville against the Georgia Bulldogs, and you're going to get blown out by Georgia.
Yeah, that's a loss.
Then you're on the road at Kentucky. Should win that game.
Yeah.
At Ole Miss,
loss.
Home versus Tennessee.
Loss.
And then Florida State. I mean, if they don't fire him after this Mississippi State game, if they lose.
No, he'll make it to the end of the season.
He'll make it to the end of the season, and then maybe his coaching tenure at the University of Florida depends on what happens against Florida
State.
Yeah,
you know what? I think for both Napier and McDaniel, it's just now a matter of when, not if.
Right.
You know, I don't see the one of them.
To me, it's how you lose. I mean, if you were to lose on a late field goal against Mississippi State, maybe you hang on to it for just a little bit longer.
But you're going into a bye week.
But you're going into a bye week and then facing Georgia. And so if you lose small to Mississippi State, but then you get blown out by Georgia coming out of a bye,
I think
how
if you
do
lose,
you keep them on?
I think if you lose to Mississippi State, there's going to be real conversations happening on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, real conversations happening. I hate it for Billy Napier.
And at
I like
this
the
point,
guy, but
bringing it back to what we plan on talking about here in this segment.
Yeah.
If you lose your job at some point, like now you're kind of in that shuffle down in that pecking order of the most attractive jobs that are available. Here's how I would rank them, and I want to hear yours as well. Of the current six available head coaching jobs in college football, I've got most attractive Penn State, UCLA 2, Oklahoma State 3, Arkansas 4, Virginia Tech 5, Oregon State 6, and because it just happened today, UAB at 7.
Where's Clemson on this list? You forget to. Oh, no.
Dabo's not fired yet.
I'm just seeing if I can get a mad Clemson fan.
Penn State, UCLA, Oklahoma State. I think Oklahoma State is a more attractive job because they got a great fan base, great stadium. It's easier to rebuild and win in the Big 12 than it is to rebuild at Arkansas. Because, for God's sakes, every year you're going to have somebody, you're going to have four or five teams better than you putting their boot on your neck. Virginia Tech should be an easy-ish place to rebuild.
So we got seven total. Poor Trent Dilfer, by the way.
Penn State, have you seen the way he's aged since taking that job? Like,
has he lost more hair? Is he still bald?
No, but he's got a lot more lines in his face. Ugh. Like, think of all the past presidents. They go in looking fairly young and fairly young, not Joe Biden. Fairly young and spry, and then they come out real gray. Like George W. Bush, Barack Obama. These guys, they went in looking fairly young, and they came out looking haggard. So, but that's how Trent Dilfer looks right now.
That's not good.
He looks haggard.
I would say ranking the available jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Penn State's by far number one. Now,
great facility.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
These great fan base.
They're in a good conference.
Yep. Got a couple national championships in a row in
plenty
that conference.
Plenty of money up there.
And it feels like the conference, even though Indiana and Illinois have gotten better, it's still fairly top heavy. So you got a bunch of built-in wins every season.
Well, there's 18 teams in the conference. Yeah. Seriously, what, 16 teams, I think, in the Big Ten?
Yeah.
So it's a huge conference. You never play it. That's why I hate it, because Ohio State doesn't play Oregon this year because the conference is so big. Penn State's by far number one. I do think, like, 3 through 6 is interesting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a way to tell you you're wrong on UCLA.
I just say, hey,
it's West.
West Coast, you're still playing in L.A., I mean, to me, there's a pretty big drop-off.
No, it is.
Would you rather be in Los Angeles trying to bring UCLA back, or would you rather be in Arkansas?
Well, I duck hunt, so I'd rather be in Arkansas, okay. But a normal person would rather be in L.A. I think if the right – hey, this guy that's there now, this interim coach, the blondie, he might get the job.
At UCLA?
Yeah, I mean, he's
– oh, that's Neuheisel's son, isn't
right.
it?
Right, yes, it is. Yeah. I mean, you never know.
How about that?
Maybe they just give it to him. I think, to your point about UCLA, I think the right person could turn that back into a really attractive job.
I mean, Deshaun Foster was a terrible hire from day one.
I mean, I don't know what they were thinking there. Texter says Mike McDaniel to Penn State. That's interesting.
I wouldn't wish Mike McDaniel on the Charlotte 49ers.
No, I wouldn't either. So I'll agree with you on UCLA to Oklahoma State. Here's where it gets interesting. Oklahoma State or Arkansas. I'll switch 3 and 4. I'll go Arkansas 4, and I'll go Virginia Tech 5, Arkansas 6.
I don't know how much of that T-Boone Pickens money is still floating around at Oklahoma State.
Yeah, and I screwed that up. Let me try again. I would go Penn State 1, UCLA 2, Arkansas 3, Virginia Tech 5, Oklahoma State 6.
You went from 3 to 5.
What am I
you
doing here? Can I count? I'm going to try one more time.
It's
Penn
one,
State 1.
Two,
what comes after 3?
3, then 4.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Penn State 1.
Okay.
UCLA 2.
Okay. Yeah.
What comes next?
3.
Arkansas 3.
Here's the cliffhanger. Does he know what's next?
4, I'm going to go. I'm going to go Virginia Tech at 4.
Okay.
Then what comes after 5? I'm going to go
Use your fingers if you have to.
Oklahoma State, and I will keep Oregon State and and UAB. UAB is not an attractive job. I don't know.
No, not. I mean, it's in the American. It's in a decent city, but they got no history.
I'll tell you what. I think that Virginia Tech job's a little bit more attractive than people think. I mean, it with the new modern landscape of NIL and the portal, I think you could win up there. I mean, I really do.
You got a 65,000 seat stadium. You got a cool tradition. I think if you can come in with a lot of energy, and that has to be Virginia Tech, one of their highest prerequisites. Energy, energy, energy. You cannot come in there and be sad.
Yeah, you need to. And I like Brent Pry. Like, we talked to him a couple times at ACC kickoff. It just never worked. It just wasn't the right fit.
So if Florida and Florida State moved on from Napier and Norvell respectively, where would you slot them into that ranking?
God, then my numbers are really messed up.
Yeah.
Can we do halves? 4.5?
If you want. That's
fine. Florida State. So Florida goes to 1 for me, right? Right?
Does it?
Right?
Does it?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think Florida's still a sexy job. I believe it is. Texters, Tolos, do you agree with that? If Florida came open, is Florida more attractive than Penn State? I guess it depends which way you're looking at it. You're talking about just attractiveness to get ahead.
Yeah.
I think it's close.
I mean, overall, you have to consider all things. I mean, both are going to spend a ton of money to get you if you're that kind of coach.
And you both got resources. Yeah. You know, they're kind of similar jobs if you think about it. I mean, you're not top of your conference, but you're not far. And you both have a good tradition.
Mm-hmm. But the thing with Florida, and this is why they pay a ton of money, right? They have an extremely testy and trigger-happy fan base.
And you have high expectations, too.
Extremely
not saying you don't
high.
At Penn State, but
– yeah.
I'd still say I would say Florida edges Penn State. I'd go Florida 1.
Really?
Yeah. 1A, Penn State 1B. And then Florida State. Ooh. Is Florida State 2 and UCLA's now 3? Or would you put State's an attractive job, Diesel? I mean, it is.
Newly renovated stadium.
Melissa Level went there. I mean, you have that going for you.
Yeah.
Where would you put Florida State?
I'd put Penn State 1.
Okay.
Shockingly, I'd put Florida State at number 2.
Oh, really?
I don't think the expectations are so astronomically high at Florida State compared to Florida. But it's like we're talking about a hair's difference.
Yeah.
A hair's difference. So I don't want to cop out and do the 1A, 1B thing. So to me, it's Penn State 1, Florida State 2, Florida 3, and then I would, keep the rest of my list the same. So UCLA 4, Oklahoma State 5, Arkansas 6.
Darth Chosen on the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line says FSU and Florida should just switch coaches. Norvell to Florida. Norvell to Florida. Just move from Tallahassee a little bit east, right? Is that where Gainesville is? Gainesville on the east?
Gainesville is on the east.
East side of Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the
move
panhandle.
East, and, that'd be weird, wouldn't it? So, okay, I will go Florida 1, Penn State 2, Florida State 3, UCLA 4, and then just move the list down.
Yeah.
But that's tough because both of those are good jobs, and Penn State's a good job. I just don't know. I'll tell you what, I didn't think I would be as intrigued with this Penn State opening now that James Franklin's gone. I just I know Matt Rhule came out today, Diesel, and said he's focused on Nebraska, right?
That's what every coach is going to say.
I just wonder, though.
My agent, on the other hand.
But you know what? Like, that could be fun. That might work. I know a lot of people would probably say no to that, but I don't know. I'm intrigued by that whole Matt Rhule and Penn State. Match.
How much does he want to get back up into the Northeast where he had a lot of success at Temple? I mean, to me, it feels like quality level of job and what you can do, you're still in the same conference, right? So what does it matter?
I think he could really turn that place. I mean, not saying like personality wins national championships, but I think if he got the right staff, Diesel.
I would feel so bad for Dan B and Nebraska fans who would have that rug pulled out from underneath them as soon as they start turning that corner.
But you're never going to win at Nebraska. You're not winning national championships, Dan.
Why not?
I just don't know if they have the resources. Penn State. There's something to be said about Penn State, man. It's interesting. We'll see. Now the search, but we have to wait, what, 3 months?
You telling me those corn shuckers don't have any money out there? They can't throw some NIL money around?
No, they're too poor.
Wow.
Too bad. I'm kidding, Dan B. Sorry. Let's hop into the Clemson conversation since we've talked about the Florida teams, Diesel. Clemson-Boston College, our thoughts on that, as well as Clemson-SMU, Grayson Mann, Tiger Net. What does he think? We'll have it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.